news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, last day of September. It's going to be hot. Detail coming up with Dr. Bill Williams, 76 now at our studios. And we'll get headlines with Kelly, Dr. Bill's forecast, and Dalton Sports all straight ahead. First, let's check Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. State troopers still working at single vehicle accident at Bow Road and Beverly Road Extension in Irvington. The Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident with injuries at Cottage Hill and McFarland still in the roadway. As traffic looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort still accident free. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be another hot day with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Hi everybody, I'm Doug Holton, inviting you to join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's your chance to talk Auburn athletics, specifically this fall, of course, Tiger football, for an extra hour following Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7, right here, only on FM Talk 106.5.
Pretty dominant weekend for Alabama football teams against Mississippi football teams.
Yeah.
Talk more about that coming up in sports in just a second. Plus a violent and deadly weekend in Mobile. Also, President Trump wants to meet the whistleblower in person. We'll get into that. And former Alabama Representative Jack Edwards will be laid to rest this week. We'll give you details on that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got details on it and headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Congressman Jack Edwards will be laid to rest on Wednesday, October 2nd at 2:30 p.m. in Fairhope at the Trinity Presbyterian Church. Congressman Edwards was a 10-term retired Alabama congressman who served from 1965 to 1985. He died at his home in Fairhope last Friday morning from complications from pancreatic cancer. Memorials may be made to Trinity Presbyterian Church Fairhope, the Weeks Bay Foundation, Fairhope, or to the Eastern Shore Arts Center, also in Fairhope. The church is located at 545 South Mobile Street in Fairhope. A reception will follow in the parish hall. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. this Wednesday at the church. A homicide investigation is now underway in Mobile. According to Mobile Police, at approximately 9:45 a.m., MPD responded to a home on Charmaine Circle East in reference to the report of a male victim shot. Upon arrival, officers located the victim, and he was deceased on scene. The victim's name has not yet been released. Scary moments on a busy Mobile street as a car is hit by a train on Government Street. One person was taken to the hospital, and the events were all captured on surveillance video. Around 5 p.m. on Sunday, a sedan traveling west on Government Street through the intersection at Dolphin Island Parkway can be seen on video just seconds before it was hit. Again, around 5 p.m., the train crashed into the passenger side of the car. Witnesses say the driver escaped injury, but the passenger did not. They were transported to a local hospital. We do expect to hear more details from Mobile Police in the coming hours. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A train crashed into a car on Government Street, blocking traffic Sunday afternoon. Crash happened at the Loop in Mobile at the intersection of Dolphin Island Parkway and Government. Surveillance video shows the moment the train hit the car. It looks as if the car was trying to avoid the train but couldn't get out of the way. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. A Harrison County, Mississippi deputy was killed in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. Glenn Rowe and his wife Melanie were on motorcycles on Old Fort Bayou Road in Ocean Springs when a truck pulled out in front of them. The deputy was killed. His wife's injuries, we're told, are not life-threatening. A motorcyclist from Navarre was seriously hurt in a crash Saturday night. The 34-year-old was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital with critical injuries. That crash happened on Highway 98 at Sunset Drive. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
712 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Monday, and expecting the end of September to be cooler or beginning of October to be cooler, and not so fast unless you're out in the Rockies where they're getting blizzards. We'll get details from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a little bit. Also, a big weekend for Auburn, and it was a show for Bo Nix, I think.
Yeah, Bo Nix had his best game at quarterback and got a great game out of Seth Williams at receiver. And they've got another, and now 5-0 Auburn. They've got another top 25 matchup. Their third of the year coming up this weekend. They're playing the 10th ranked Florida Gators in Gainesville. Kickoff at 2:30. Pregame show will start at 11:30 this Saturday.
All right, speaking of Auburn football, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football is ranked 7th this week after its 56-23 thrashing of Mississippi State.
I'm so proud of our team. God, the crowd was electric at the first of the game, and our defense got off to a great start. We made some special teams plays, and we had short fields, and we scored touchdowns. And that really gave us a 21-0 advantage, and it was a lot of fun from then on out.
In the final home game until November for Gus Malzahn and company, Bo Nix directed touchdown drives on the Tigers' first five drives of the game.
Well, in the SEC, that's really big and that's really important. To give your defense some cushion to know that we're going to be able to move the ball, that's important for them, and they can relax and play. And with our defense, anytime they can get on the field, it's good for us because they're really good, and so we generally get the ball back pretty quickly.
Nix finished the day with over 300 passing yards. The freshman quarterback was also the team's leading rusher on a night when the team went over the 200-yard mark on the ground.
Coach Malzahn was able to get us in the right play, and we really executed when our number was called. And we do have to limit the turnovers, limit the fumbles. We have too many balls on the ground, but we'll correct those. And now that we have the whole offense clicking, we're looking forward to the next few weeks.
Mondays are off days for the players before they get back on the practice field tomorrow. Saturday, Auburn plays at Florida for the first time in 12 years. Alpha Insurance is proud to sponsor this daily update throughout the year. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
A
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertstillpower.com. Real people, steel people.
716 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Adam Schiff says,
as you can imagine, with the president issuing threats like we ought to treat these people who exposed my wrongdoing as we used to treat traitors and spies, and we used to execute traitors and spies, you can imagine the security concerns here.
Is he once again ad-libbing what the president said? The president did say the treason thing. I don't think he said expose my lies. I don't think the president put it that way. Adam Schiff now, in the eyes of the president, he has said what?
He tweeted 3 minutes ago, the president tweeted, Representative Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement, pretended it to be mine, as the most important part of my call to the Ukrainian president, and read it aloud to Congress and the American people. It bore no relationship to what I said on the call. Arrest for treason? Question mark.
Well, I might have to go back up to D.C. It was already electric up there with what was going on. Now it's probably even more, even though the House members have gone home for 2 weeks.
And I know they've been calling to maybe bring them back for this.
By the way, too, this is, and I talked to my daughter about this yesterday when I came home, and she wanted to, because I'd been gone, and she wanted to talk about what was going on with the president and all this, and we had a conversation. I thought it was worth circling back around. There will be an impeachment. Okay, people say, will there be an impeachment? There will be an impeachment. There are enough Democrats, you know, that are going to vote for impeachment. The Democrats control the House. They will impeach. Now, the question is, will they convict? Now, remember, it's a two-part deal. The House impeaches. Mm-hmm. So the president will be impeached, okay? Then it goes to the Senate for a decision of guilt. And you can, at that point, if the Senate doesn't take it up, then there's no conviction. If the Senate takes it up and votes not to convict on the impeachment, then you get no conviction. So the impeachment portion comes out of the House. He will be impeached. We often think, and I can be in this on this wagon too, that you think impeachment doesn't happen until it goes through the Senate. But in fact, impeachment, as a word, does come out of the House. Deciding on the guilt for being guilty of it comes to the Senate. So the grand jury is the House, the jury. And the judge is the Senate.
And it seems like, you know, Pelosi and some of the more senior members of the House have been resisting the call for impeachment, well, since the president came into office. And finally, with this last whistleblower complaint, Pelosi goes all in and, you know, starts the impeachment inquiry. Now, with this boulder rolling down the hill, it does look like, you know,
the hill, indeed,
they're going to have to impeach just because of the swell of Democrats that are pushing for it. But will some of the more senior members in the House who know this could be a pretty lethal blow to their 2020 chances, will they be able to stop that boulder? I think that's a good question.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how House Democrats that are in districts that President Trump won decide what they're going to do, just to be on the record one way or another. And then if it does go to the Senate and the Senate does take it up, it'll be interesting for Democrats in the Senate, like our Senator Doug Jones, how they will deal with this as well. Hey, speaking of all this, the online opinion poll question this morning right there on the right-hand side of the front page of FMTalk1065.com, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should the identity of the White House whistleblower be released? That's a big discussion going on right now. Love to hear from you when you vote online, FMTalk1065.com. All right, 7 720, Dr. Bill's forecast, and then we'll check in with Kelly.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be another hot day with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, one accident at Cottage Hill, McFarland, with injuries and in process of getting cleared up. Already starting to see heavier traffic off of Government, Spring Hill, and Old Shell in 65. University and Ziegler as well, a little bit slower, but no problems downtown. The Bayway, the Causeway, it's a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at Fitz & Sons Towing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about we're here at the end of September, Larry.
It sure is. It doesn't feel like it outside, but it is the end of September.
And this is the time of year you've got some orders to fill for folks. And talk about that process when you go headhunting for specific vehicles.
Well, they can either go online and put in a request, call us on the phone, or just come see us. We prefer they come see us. We can get them in here in the office, get them up on the big screen, see what all different models, options, mileage, colors, so forth, are available.
So we can get that specific. I can say I'm looking for this Toyota pickup with a four-wheel drive, and I want the extended cab, and I'm looking for miles, you know, from 30,000 to 80,000 or something like that.
Absolutely. They can get very specific, and like I say, we'll go to work on it immediately. Matter of fact, we got several vehicles we're looking for today. We'll start the process about 9 o'clock and see if we can't find them.
All right. Give people directions to come see you or check you out online.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 724. Yes, yes, yes. I know you've been waiting for it. On the way, the obese cat epidemic that is taking over the country. Enough that it's got its own story over at Fox News Channel. This is, once again, a sign of how good it is in our country. We've talked about fat dogs and diet dog food. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear the stats on cats. It's on the way. Kelly's got real headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Alabama lawmaker arrested on domestic battery charges in Florida. According to the Associated Press, jail records show that Representative Rolanda Hollis of Pinson was arrested last week on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge in Destin, Florida. The 52-year-old Democratic legislator was released on bond. An arrest report from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says a witness saw Hollis push her husband. According to the arrest report, Hollis denied any involvement in the physical altercation. The incident occurred late in the evening at the inn on Destin Harbor. Representative Hollis has not yet commented. Closer to home, Mobile police are working a double shooting investigation, and new information this morning, one person has died. On September 28th at 3:42 p.m., MPD responded to Laurel Drive at St. Stephen's Road in reference to one person shot. Upon arrival, officers located a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound. That victim was transported to the hospital where he died as a result of his injuries. The victim's name has not yet been released. And MPD officers also responded the same day to Donald Street and Allison Street in reference to a male subject down inside of his vehicle. The victim was suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say because it's early in the investigation, it's still too early to know if these two shootings are related. Both investigations continue at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly, and oh yeah, there they are. Why would we go with a cat food song to come into this segment? All right, 7:26 FM Talk 106.5, and it's the hard-hitting news story of the morning here. Story over at Fox News Channel. Here's the headline: Half of America's cats are overweight or obese. Study finds.
50%.
That would be 50. Says America has a fat cat epidemic.
Mm.
And it's not just the especially chunky 26-pound big boy BJ who made headlines when he went up for adoption at a Philadelphia shelter, or New York's 40-pound Barsic. Okay, prepare yourself. You know you're sitting down driving right now. Who is so fat.
How fat is he?
He needs a stroller to get around.
A stroller?
They put the cat in a stroller because he can't walk and stroll him around. More than 50% of the nation's kitties are overweight or obese, according to a new study from the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine. How they did their survey. The extra weight may mean extra fluff or cuteness, but it also means additional health problems, which can impair a chubby kitty's quality of life, according to researchers. So just like humans, there are complications associated with obesity, such as joint disease. In this year-long study, which in full disclosure was sponsored by pet food brand Purina, which maybe they're rolling out a diet.
Oh,
they got diet cat food, don't they?
Definitely. That's got to be what this is about.
Enrolled 44 chunky felines and gave them each personalized weight loss plans to see which way it worked best to help the kitties lose weight. The lead clinical nutrition resident there at the study, Dr. Lauren Dodd, said, "We hear all the time that feline owners want their cats to lose weight because they understand how important it is to keep their cat at an ideal body weight." Of course it is. However, like humans, sticking to a diet can be tough for fat cats.
What?
The study chronicled several ways owners have gotten their cats to shed the pounds. For fat cat Miko Angelo, new toys and not loving him to death through overfeeding made for a successful weight loss regimen. The Erin Shibley, mother of Miko, says, "We kind of knew we had a problem, but we didn't know the extent of the problem. Miko, who was 17.6 pounds when he entered the study last year, is now just over 14 pounds.
Oh,
plays
congrats,
a lot
Miko.
More and is a happier cat." Other effective treatments, including getting cats to what? Eat vegetables as a low-calorie snack. I need video of the cat eating vegetables. And even dieting alongside your cat. So there you go. By the way, some cat's owners have tried to get their chubby pets in shape by sending them to a kitty fat camp.
No way.
There's a thing. But there you go. By the way, Hemi, you discussed earlier.
Yeah, fattest cat on record.
46 pounds. Australian kitty, 46-pound cat.
A 33-inch waist.
That's just 33 sixes is what it is if you went to buy the jeans. 33 sixes. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. News next from Channel 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A violent weekend in Mobile, three people shot in less than 24 hours, two of them killed. So far, no arrests have been made. Mobile police are also investigating after a man's body was found inside a home on Imogene Street. The body was discovered Sunday morning around 5:30. The man appeared to be in his 50s. Police have not yet said how he died. A crash involving multiple vehicles on Pensacola's Bay Bridge left drivers stuck for several hours. After around 4 o'clock Sunday, the 3-mile bridge was closed in both directions. The bridge reopened to traffic around 6 last night. And a train crashed into a car on Government Street, blocking traffic Sunday afternoon. It happened at the Loop. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. A Halloween thief strikes in Midtown Mobile. Home security footage shows what appears to be a woman pulling a wagon and taking pumpkins and Halloween decorations from homes on Lafayette Street. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump tweets House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff should face an investigation for fraud and treason. Schiff, a California Democrat, is a leading party voice calling for impeachment.
Democrats want to hear from Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, whom they accuse of doing freelance diplomacy aimed at getting Ukraine to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden.
There's Bob Costantini. Schiff expects the whistleblower at the center of the presidential impeachment inquiry to testify very soon. An early season snowstorm in the west in Montana. The storm brought snow, high winds, down trees caused power outages. A record 14 inches of snow fell in Great Falls. Low price fashion chain Forever 21, a one-time hot destination for teen shoppers that fell victim to its own rapid expansion and changing consumer tastes, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The online ads that you willingly click on are more likely to make you a scam victim than the robocalls flooding your phone with urgent messages. A new study found that scammers are far more likely to succeed in engaging and stealing money from potential targets by using websites and social media than through the phone calls and emails they have long used. That tendency has made online marketplaces like Craigslist and eBay among the most lucrative venues for scammers to hunt for targets, along with social media platforms. Ford is redoubling efforts to turn around its flagging China business, outlining a plan to strengthen ties with its main joint venture partner. The partners plan to transform the business model through more closely integrating R&D and building more Ford vehicles in China. And they said closer collaboration will allow the joint venture to offer vehicles better suited to Chinese tastes. Ford is trying to curtail losses in China, which is undergoing its first industry-wide auto market contraction in decades. That's Your Money Now.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so wrapping up September, and it's still hot.
Yes, indeed. 93 degrees Saturday and Sunday, and both days we missed the record by just 1 degree.
Wow.
But, we're going to continue it. We've got high pressure at the surface, high pressure aloft. That combination gives us some sunny skies and hot weather. And but it's going to we're going to see a break. The first time will be on Saturday, late Friday and Saturday, just a slight cooling, and then it looks like we may see a significant cooling all around Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. But today, another hot day. Temperatures will be anywhere from 93 to 95 degrees, sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 72, and then hot again tomorrow, up to 95 degrees. Now, the rest of the week for Wednesday will be in the mid-90s. Thursday, in the mid-90s. Friday should be mostly sunny with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. We're still going to get up into the mid-90s, but then the first little front comes through. And Saturday, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 92. And then Sunday, a little better chance for some thunderstorm activity with temperatures in the upper 80s. So these hot temperatures are going to stay with us all the way through Friday.
Now, other side of that seesaw is some colder and snowier weather than normal for areas in the Rockies, like Montana and Wyoming.
Yeah, winter's raging up there in the northern Rockies and Idaho, Wyoming, Montana. And indication that things are changing, but here in the south, temperatures are going to be well above normal. There are going to be quite a few areas, particularly here in Alabama, that are going to be approaching 100 degrees for today and tomorrow. They'll at least get into the upper 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what are you watching in the tropics?
A little bit of a lull right now. We have one named storm, and that is Lorenzo, which is losing strength. Over the weekend, it became a Category 5. Now it has dropped down to 105-mile-per-hour winds, headed north and northeast. By Friday, it's going to accelerate and go all the way up just north of Ireland. And the British Isles are going to get some pretty strong winds. It'll not be a hurricane at that time, but it'll be a kind of vicious storm over that area over the weekend. Elsewhere, we have a couple of tropical waves, one coming off the African coast, another one in the Caribbean. But the only storm now is Lorenzo.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. They'll be okay in Ireland on the coast. They'll shelter in their local shelters, which also serve as pubs the rest of the time. They'll be fine. They'll be out of the weather. 7:37, we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Matt Armbruster of Ransom Ministries, who's putting some marginalized people back to work. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Matt Armbruster's calling is to help those who've been dealt some tough blows in their life and make them contributing members of our society. When you and I pass a homeless person, we mostly keep going. Matt stops, he talks to them, and he offers to teach them how to get predictable employment. And they get paid as they learn. He's taught them food service skills and most recently, electronics recycling. He's an uplifting guy doing good, good work. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident now, Airport Boulevard between Montlemar and I-65. Officers are on the scene, minor fender bender, but again, slowing up traffic. We've got no delays across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, accident-free conditions continue. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, still a good ride in. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Go to theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Florida Gators in Gainesville on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of Westmobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. The Alpha Insurance Agents, all for a better life. And Edward Jones Financial Advisors Keith Woodham on Cottage Hill and Carla Stewart in Daphne. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill came with traffic. Oh, by the way, too, the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should the identity of the White House whistleblower be released? I want you to vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. You'll see the question right there on the right-hand side, top upper right of the page. Make your vote known, and we'll start tallying those coming up next hour. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Coast Guard Sector Mobile has rescued a diver 5 hours after he went missing Friday from a charter boat. The diver was reported missing around 1 p.m. on Friday. The diver was last seen 300 feet from a charter boat just southeast of Destin. At 6 p.m. on Friday, Coast Guard Sector Mobile received a report that the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission had located the missing diver. The diver was swimming to shore in stable condition. Mobile police are investigating a robbery at the Family Place Apartments. Last Thursday afternoon, police responded around 1:45 p.m. to the apartments complex on Michael Boulevard in reference to a reported robbery. That's where the victim says that they were sitting in their vehicle when an unknown male approached him and removed him from his own vehicle at gunpoint. The man demanded the victim's property and then took the victim's vehicle. That vehicle was later recovered at Matthews Park, which is on Michael Boulevard. The discovery was made by a patrol unit shortly after the initial call was dispatched. The victim was left on the side of the road at Matthew Park. There were no reported injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A train crashed into a car on Government Street, blocking traffic Sunday afternoon. Crash happened at the Loop in Mobile at the intersection of Dolphin Island Parkway and Government. Surveillance video shows the moment the train hit the car. It looks as if the car was trying to avoid the train but couldn't get out of the way. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. A Harrison County, Mississippi deputy was killed in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. Glenn Rowe and his wife Melanie were on motorcycles on Old Fort Bayou Road in Ocean Springs when a truck pulled out in front of them. The deputy was killed. His wife's injuries, we're told, are not life-threatening. A motorcycle motorcyclist from Navarre was seriously hurt in a crash Saturday night. The 34-year-old was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital with critical injuries. That crash happened on Highway 98 at Sunset Drive. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Bama takes over the top spot in college football. The Saints move into first place in the NFC South, and the Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow. Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The newest Associated Press Top 25 poll was released yesterday after week 5 of the college football season, and the Alabama Crimson Tide are back at number 1 for the first time this season. Bama received 29 of 61 first-place votes after the Tide beat Ole Miss 59-31 on Saturday, skipping past then-number one Clemson after the Tigers barely escaped North Carolina 21-20. Saturday was a record-breaking day in Tuscaloosa. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa threw for a school-record 6 touchdowns and moved into first place in Crimson Tide history with 84 career total touchdowns. Tua finished 26 of 36 for 418 yards with those 6 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions. Oh, and he also rushed for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
That's 49 points all on Tua. Tide wide receiver Devontae Smith broke 2 single-game school records that were previously held by Amari Cooper. Smith had 274 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns Saturday, passing Cooper's record of 224 yards and 3 touchdowns, which was held by Cooper and 4 others. Clemson only dropped 1 spot in the poll. They're now number 2. Georgia remains ranked 3rd. They received 4 first-place votes. The Bulldogs were off this weekend. Ohio State jumped LSU to number 4 in the rankings. The Buckeyes received 7 first-place votes after demolishing Nebraska 48-7. LSU is at number 5. The Tigers had this weekend off. Oklahoma is 6. The Sooners easily beat Texas Tech 55-16. Auburn remains ranked 7th, even after crushing Mississippi State on Saturday 56-23. Tigers receiver Seth Williams had 161 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns, and running back Jatarvius Whitlow ran in 3 touchdowns in the win. Wisconsin's ranked 8th after beating Northwestern 25-15. Notre Dame moved up to 9th after the Irish beat number 18 Virginia 35-20, and Florida fell 1 spot to number 10. The Gators shut out Towson 38-0 on Saturday. Texas A&M still the only SEC team that's in the rankings, but not in the top 10. The Aggies fell 2 spots to number 25 after barely beating Arkansas 31-27. It's packed at the top of the leaderboard in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. 7 correctly picked all 10 games that were given out by ESPN this weekend. Captain Morgan, Turnier 1, 1 Pick'em, Florida Man, Lisa's Dad, No Tolls, and some guy named R.D. Orwig. I think he might be related to me. They all got all 10 correct. Mm-hmm. Turnier 1 and Florida Man now tied in the lead after 5 weeks of games. And Sean Sullivan's entry, mm-hmm. High Step and Turkeys. Another great week for you, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
9 out of 10 right. And the High Step of Turkey is now tied for 7th with 10 other contestants, 3 games behind the leaders. My entry, meanwhile, Beach House Bobby,
yeah.
Another rough week. I only got 7 out of 10 right. And, you know, I'm picking the upsets, and they're just not falling for me. I'm now 5 games behind the leaders. But that's okay. I'm going to turn around,
Rebuilding week.
Yeah, it's a rebuilding week. I'm going to turn things around and get all of them. That's a promise. All of them will be picked correctly this week. In the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints moved into first place in the NFC South with a 12-10 win over the previously undefeated Dallas Cowboys last night. The Saints defense forced three Cowboys turnovers to move their record to 3-1, and they're now 2-0 with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback for an injured Drew Brees. There are now only three undefeated teams left in the NFL. New England is 4-0 after beating the previously undefeated Buffalo Bills 16-10. And Kansas City also 4-0 for the third year in a row. The Chiefs scored in the final minute to beat Detroit 34-30. San Francisco, the lone undefeated NFC team, they're 3-0. The 49ers had this weekend off. The MLB regular season ended yesterday with wild card games set to kick off the playoffs tomorrow. At 7 o'clock, Milwaukee will play at Washington in the National League wild card game tomorrow night. Then the next night, on Wednesday, Tampa will play at Oakland in the AL wild card game. The National League Division Series begin Wednesday with Atlanta hosting St. Louis at SunTrust Park, and the LA Dodgers host the NL wild card winner in LA. The American League Division Series begin Thursday. The Yankees host Minnesota in Game 1, and Houston will host the winner of the Tampa-Oakland wildcard game. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott overcame an earlier wreck into the tire barrier to win the Charlotte Roval 400 playoff race yesterday. Alex Bowman finished second to sneak into the top 12 and move into the next round of the playoffs. Ryan Newman, Eric Almirola, Kurt Busch, and Eric Jones were all eliminated from the playoffs. And in golf, Cameron Champ won the PGA Tour's Safeway Open by one shot over Adam Hadwin. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still wrapping up an accident, Airport Boulevard between Mont Lamar and 65. Also, it is slow. I-10 eastbound close to Range Line Road and approaching 65. You've got heavier traffic from Tanner Williams at Snow, Moffitt, and University, but a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join them every Wednesday for their pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile with a variety of greens, toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be another hot day with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
753 FM Talk 106.5. Talk about changing times. Got a story on the way. The proper way that police say if you're going to roll a house, toilet paper house, how you need to do it.
Oh, good.
Right? It's so 2019. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a high school senior, there is cash with their name on it. It's designed to help them get into college, and all they need to do is fill out a form. Beginning Tuesday, October the 1st, so that's tomorrow, Alabama students can apply for federal financial aid and access the FAFSA form. Now, most students who complete the form will get a Pell Grant up to $6,195. Get this, last year, more than $47 million was left on the proverbial table because students did not do the paperwork. Now, the paperwork is said to be lengthy, but if you need help, you can go to www.fafsa.gov. A life-saving community chat is happening tonight, and you are invited. The Penelope House is inviting you to the Safe Families, Safe Communities chat tonight. The goal is to help stop domestic violence as a community. All community leaders and concerned citizens are invited. The event will be held at Moe's Original Barbecue on 701 Spring Hill Avenue. That's in Mobile. It's tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. There is a buffet, and it costs $15. But once again, all are invited to help stop domestic violence as a community. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. Here it is. So, changing times. You and I were talking about the suite of pranks that were pulled in high schools.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
That
kind
of, you know, forking lawns mm-hmm. and egging.
They usually occur before and during Halloween and around graduation time.
And high school football games. Police in Lafarge, Wisconsin are anticipating the local high school homecoming and Halloween,
mm-hmm.
like you said, and recently posted guidelines on Facebook for anyone who's planning to toilet paper a house. So the PD there in Lafarge has put a Facebook post up. Here's the right way
mm-hmm.
to roll a house.
And how to guide.
It says, quote, if children are going to toilet paper somebody's property, they should first receive consent. It's all about consent from property owner and clean up the mess when they are done.
Right. Okay.
That's right. So if you want to TP a house in 2019, the proper procedure from the police in Lafarge, Wisconsin, is you go, mm-hmm. I guess you and your group would go and
right.
knock on the door, say, hello, excuse me, hi.
Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Hi. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Timmy. Yeah, so we would like to roll your house tonight. They say TP. We call it rolling.
Yeah, rolling.
We're going to roll your house tonight. Any guidelines, any specific trees we should stay away from? We have your consent to do this, and we'll be back tomorrow morning by 9 uh-huh. with a full cleanup crew.
Not going to happen.
There it is.
And it's always
Wisconsin, though. I don't know.
It's always the parents' kid or kids that have to clean up the... And they have nothing to do with
that's
it,
right.
usually.
Right. Oh, it's rotten because it's a prank that ends up making work for... you know, as tired parents... Kids, this is why we get angry. If you're still listening and not dropped off at school, yeah, pranking around is one thing. But we're all very tired
yeah.
at the end of the week. We don't have time to clean up your mess.
Well, there are some really nice parents out there that... Well, they don't want their child to be shot on someone else's property.
Yes.
And they know...
There's that chance,
their child and their friends want to go roll a house, so some of the nice parents will sometimes say, listen, if you want to roll a house that badly, I don't want you to be shot. You can roll our house, but you're going to clean it up afterwards. We had a couple of those in our neighborhood.
Well, I would point out down the road, when my child gets a little bit older, I have a full suite of trapping equipment, like the paw traps,
yeah.
the foot traps, and I can bury those anywhere in my yard. You never know you're about to step on one.
And game cams.
Yes, I do have those too. Maybe they're already up. 7:57, we'll be right back.